Bro, I took a 2-week break from recording because my last episode, I haven't even edited the episode, right? I don't even know what I said in that episode, but I was choking, like, throughout the episode. Choking, like, choking, can't breathe type vibe. But I still, obviously, I couldn't re-record the episode because it was a therapy session. I don't even know what I said in that episode. I haven't edited the episode, so I haven't even listened to it. I don't even know what's happening, but I'm still going to upload the episode anyways. But by the time you listen to this, I've already uploaded the episode, so I don't know why I'm saying this. But sorry for choking throughout the episode, because that would have obviously been very annoying. So yeah. Anyways, to this episode, you guys, before I even start recording, I have a confession to make. I have a confession. I know you guys are not going to be very proud of me. Most of you, at least. Some of you be like, told you so. I created another TikTok page. Okay, I swear I'm not addicted in any way. But I was using my podcast TikTok page to make TikToks. And bro, I miss making TikToks. Oh my goodness. So I'll probably just use the page that I created to just make TikToks. I promise I won't go on the app that often. And I also don't even know if I want to post any TikToks on the app, because I mostly take them and then post them on my Instagram close friends. But like, if I'm being honest, I'm kind of scared for myself that like I'm going to get addicted to TikTok again. Like, even if I don't go on the app that much, and I don't even like the app, like I'm being so fucking dead ass. I don't like the app. I just love making TikToks and the TikTok sounds and thirst traps, not me making them, but like watching them. But I'm still kind of scared for myself because I feel like I'm going to get addicted. But oh well, I did it, and I wanted to tell you guys because you guys are my therapists and you guys have to be up to date with all my behaviors. But like, TikTok camera is so freaking good, and like, it's the only app that I look good on. And like, I'm being fucking dead ass, it's the only app that I look good on. But I kind of hate myself for doing this. I kind of hate myself for like, fuck, I was going good, solid, not missing TikTok, didn't have the app, but like, fuck, I just created another account. But like, the three main reasons that I even deleted TikTok in the first place was, okay, first of all, it was wasting my time and my fucking internet connection. I was excessively body checking. That was very terrible of me. And I was consuming unnecessary sad content. So if I avoid those three things, will I be good? I don't fucking know, but I don't trust myself also. But I just wanted to tell you guys, fuck me, honestly, fuck me. That's all I can say right now. I don't even go on the app very often. I've had TikTok for like 2 weeks now, like the one I created for myself. I go on the app often. No, not that often, honestly. Like, I'm being fucking dead ass. If I used to go on the app very often, I'll tell you guys, obviously. But like, I go on the app like maybe for like 15 minutes a day, but like not at once, just like in different, you know, bits and pieces. And I just go there to, like, I have, like, saved sounds. So I just go there to listen to the saved sounds and just, like, feel myself. And then I go off the app. Like, I think that's even more crazy than going on the app for, like, 2 hours a day. But still, I just want to tell you guys. But let us get into the episode. There's no question for the episode. Why is there no question for the episode? I don't know. I don't think I have that many questions anymore. I only have, like, 3. I don't want to answer them. Sorry. They don't relate to the episode at all, so I'll probably put them in another episode. But like, I don't want to answer anyone, so no question for the episode. But I did get TikTok back, so I hope nobody's disappointed in me. Many people were like, I told you so, I fucking told you so. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Like, Loki, they told me so, and they were right. But it's cool. Moving on to the topic for the episode. The topic for the episode is, I don't know yet. I actually don't know what the topic is yet, but it's something about being toxic. I know something about being toxic, but when I name the topic, that would be when you guys are seeing it. But like, I know something about being toxic. And the first thing I want to talk about before I even get into the episode is how I'm not going to go too deep into detail. Because I always notice that whenever I talk too much about something that I haven't yet achieved, it makes me feel like I've achieved it. And then it makes me go like 5 steps back or remain stagnant in that position. Like, this is a common example, but like, when summer is approaching and, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get this body and blah, blah, blah. This isn't even a recent example or even an accurate example for me personally. I don't give a fuck about summer body. But like, obviously when I was in like year 8, like year 7, year 9, I don't know. Just talking about what I wanted to achieve makes me feel like I've already achieved it. And it makes me remain in the same position. and that I make little to no progress. And for this case in particular, I'm definitely working on progress. But like, I haven't reached anywhere. I have not reached anywhere. I'm trying, I'm working, but I have not reached anywhere. So I don't want to listen back to this episode and be like, oh, like when I'm editing the episode, I want to be like, oh, like, oh my goodness, wow, you're like so self-aware. Like, you aren't toxic anymore. Like, you are the best. I don't want to do that. And I think many people also need to know this, because when people say, oh, don't tell other people your plan, it sounds like, oh, they're making it seem like everyone's out to get you. Like, it's not really about that. It's more about the psychology of you talking more than doing, you know? And plus, I've even been watching so many YouTube videos about like psychology and all of that shit, and I'm fucking amazed by that shit. I don't even know why. But yeah, I'm not going to get too much into detail, because I don't want to give myself the illusion when I'm, you know, editing this episode that I've already worked on so many things just because I'm self-aware, if that makes sense, you know? So let us get into the episode. The topic for this episode, as I have just decided right now, is, are you in a toxic relationship or are you toxic? For me particularly, I have been in both situations. It has been both situations for me. I have been in toxic, controlling relationships. But when it comes to people I actually love and care about, I have realized that I kind of am contributing way more toxicity than the next person is, or that I let myself believe. I think it takes a lot of self-awareness to realize that you are letting yourself ruin relationships, and sometimes unintentional. Sometimes you have to unlearn toxic behaviors. But even if it's not entirely your fault, you still have to take full responsibility for it, because it's also not the other person's fault, you know, that, you know, you went through trauma and that's why you have a toxic response to situations. For me personally, I realized that the reason I have a lot of toxic responses was, one, because of the communication issues I have. Whenever I would have a problem with someone, I would bring it up. But if I continued having more problems, I wouldn't want to bring it up because I didn't want to seem problematic or needy. And then, you know, I would hold in so much and eventually spark without letting the other person know why I sparked. So it's not like, oh, I manufactured my anger. You know, it's not like, oh, I just want to be angry at this person. Like, fuck you. It's more like the other person, or, you know, a misunderstanding made me upset. And that's why I'm lashing out now, because it's all like packed anger. It's not like it came from nowhere. It's more like it's just packed. And if I pointed it out when it happened, it wouldn't have gotten to that point. So that's just like a great example of how it doesn't have to be your fault, but how you react to a situation shows whether or not you're toxic. I'm the queen of saying the word toxic. And guess what, bitch? I'm fucking toxic. Sorry. Like, every time I'm always like, that's toxic. That was a toxic relationship. And then fuck me. Fuck me. Oh my goodness. But moving on to the episode. I also noticed that I wasn't firm enough with my boundaries. Bro, we talk about boundaries every fucking episode. I just realized that now. But like, see, I had my boundaries in place, but me not being firm with my boundaries made me a very angry human being most of the time. And if I carried out that anger on the people that disrespected me, that would have been amazing, right? That would have been fine. That would have been good. That would have been terrific. Is terrific a good word? Let me check. Because I'm like terrible. And I'm like, terrible is a bad word. So is terrific a good word? Oh, yes, it is. Oh, I don't know. I don't think it is. I don't think it's a good word. I'm seeing that it's like something of great size. I don't know. Scratch that. Forget I said that. But like, if I carried out the anger on the people who disrespected me in the first place, that would have been amazing. But Debbie, I fucking hate when people call me Debbie, but I can call myself Debbie. But Debbie, she would carry it out on herself and on people she loved and cared about. So someone being toxic isn't something natural. I mean, it's either intentional or you have to trace it back to your interactions and your responses. And I think toxic behaviors or responses stem from fear. Fear that people may leave you. Fear that people are taking advantage of you. If you let go of fear and replace it with, I'm going to do my best. And, you know, what I think will make me feel clear and good. And if someone fucks me over, then I can leave guilt-free. And if you have that mindset, then you wouldn't be afraid to communicate what's bothering you, or you wouldn't be afraid to call someone out. And this is something that I'm learning. I haven't gotten anywhere, if I'm being honest. But, like, I'm really learning to do this. And I think it's honestly advice to all of us. I think this is the only episode of mine that I would actually listen to on standby. I listened to my friendship episode. That was fucking amazing. I was like, you go, queen. You're a fucking amazing bitch. You give great advice. You should start taking your own advice. And this is also an episode I'm going to be listening to very often. Because self-awareness is great, right? But, like, it doesn't end there. Me being like, oh, I'm fucking toxic, hashtag self-awareness, and then doing nothing about that makes the self-awareness completely fucking useless, in my opinion. Toxic behaviors just come down to fear, honestly. Like, there's no other reason I can trace toxic responses to. If you can't communicate, then you're probably afraid of the outcome. If you can't set your boundaries straight, you're probably afraid of the outcome. I've also started training myself to be comfortable in uncomfortable situations. I'm someone who takes things very deeply. Not like, I think when I see I'm sensitive or I'm emotional, people think, oh, okay, if I make a joke around you, then you'd cry. That's not the fucking case. But, like, I'm someone who, like, takes things too deeply. And you obviously wouldn't know that just upon meeting me or even hanging around me for a long time. You probably wouldn't know that. I mostly just keep it to myself. And it's not even like, okay, if you make a comment, then I would take it too deeply and I'll cry. Like, that's not the fucking case. Like, I don't give a shit about that. Like, I'm just someone who, like, kind of takes in people's energies differently or deeply, sorry. Like, for example, the change in your voice is like, oh fuck, you're upset with me type vibe. But, like, this only applies to people I care about. Like, everyone else, I honestly don't think so. But, like, when it comes to being comfortable in uncomfortable situations, it actually affects even my relationships with people that I don't like people in my surrounding. For example, if someone asks me for something and I say no, if they give me an attitude because of me saying no, and they're like, oh, fuck, she's, like, so rude, like, how can she say no? I get uncomfortable around that person. Or, for example, like, if I wasn't talking to someone, and let's say my friend is having a party, and she invites them, I would be uncomfortable as long as they are there. And this is something that's very hard to control, especially for me, because my love language is quality time. So I can't be around someone that I don't like because it makes me uncomfortable. I don't know if that makes sense. Because, like, I was talking to one of my friends one day and then she was like, oh, if she isn't on speaking terms with someone, she cannot wish them a happy birthday. And I was like, oh, I can do that 1000% because I'm someone that I wish everyone happy birthday. If I see that it's your birthday, I would wish you if I can. Like, if I have a way to contact you, you know, I don't, you know, be like, oh, you didn't wish me happy birthday, so I'm not going to wish you. Type of, I do not do that in any way. I'll just, like, forget and then I just wish you because I actually don't care too much. But, like, my friend that couldn't do that, her love language is words of affirmation. That's why she couldn't do that. But, like, she has no problem being around people that she isn't, like, she doesn't like. She doesn't get uncomfortable. But, like, I do get uncomfortable because my love language is quality time. So, like, I don't know how that makes sense. But, like, we were talking about it and it was actually making sense. Like, just because of your love language, you can't do certain things that someone else can do. If that makes sense. So even if it's something that is very hard to control, but I really just have to let myself breathe. Like, if someone is upset with me because I was honest with them or firm with them, then I just have to live my life. Like, that is not my problem. You know, that that's just it. Yes, sometimes I'll get uncomfortable, but, like, I just need to keep reminding myself to ignore. And eventually I'll just, like, make it a habit for myself. So, like, those are just instances where I notice that I'm fucking toxic or I exhibit toxic behaviors. And it could be different for you. That's, like, very normal. But, like, you really have to self-examine. And if you're the toxic one, that's okay. As long as you're working on yourself. Because I think everyone has a bit of toxicity in them. I'm not just saying that because I'm the toxic one. I'm like, well, I think everyone has a bit of toxicity in them. Like, no, but, like, I actually do think that. But you just have to really work on trying to lessen that, if that makes sense. You know, because I would always be like, oh, I need to remove toxic people from my life. And, you know, this is actually not supposed to be funny, but I actually don't know why I'm I don't know why I'm laughing. But, like, you know, that TikTok that's like, oh, me saying I hate people that are fake, and then the person points and looks in the mirror. Like, does that make sense? Like, I don't know if that makes sense. But, like, I'm not supposed to be laughing about this. But, yeah, sometimes you're the toxic one. You have to accept that shit and you have to change. Like, of course, I love being the victim. Like, that's fun. Who doesn't love being the victim? But, like, sometimes I'm not the victim, sadly. And I think me not being aware of my toxic behaviors when it was happening, not like when it was happening, but like when I was trying to remove toxicity from my life, it wasn't even like, oh, I wanted to be the victim so badly, but I just genuinely felt like I was the victim. But like, I just had to like do some really deep thinking. I was like, you're not the victim, baby. You're actually the villain sometimes. But yeah, you just have to do some deep self-reflection. And I think with me realizing that I'm the toxic one, it had to do with me telling myself that, not like someone being like, oh, I think you were the problem here. You know, like if someone said, I'll get so fucking upset. But like me being the one saying is, I'm like, yeah, I was the problem. I apologize, obviously. And I'm working on learning toxic responses and not behaving in that way again, if God forbid a situation like that repeats itself. But yeah. So moving on to how to unlearn toxic behaviors or responses. I don't think you can stop being toxic, because I, you know, as I said before, everyone has a bit of toxicity in them. Like, don't lie. Don't lie. Do not lie. Don't be like, oh, I'm not toxic. Because like, even that's kind of, is toxic, kind of. But yes, you can 1000% unlearn toxic responses and behaviors. And then you can learn to like think twice before you act. Not necessarily, oh, removing toxicity from yourself. It's just more like thinking twice before you act and knowing how to correct situations. Because like even now, I know I can be, I tend to be toxic sometimes. Even now, sometimes I still react very poorly to situations. But like before, I would just accept that I reacted poorly and then move on with my life. But like now I actually go and try to like make things right. And that's like good. So like even if you still made a mistake, you can still, you know, what they call that word? What's that word? What's the word I'm looking for? You can still, I cannot think of the word I'm looking for right now, but you can still correct those mistakes. Yes. Not just like leave it as that. Like, oh, fuck it. I've already made the mistake. Nothing can be done. Like things can be done, you know? So that's kind of an element of being less toxic. I don't know. But the first thing that I personally did was that I took 2 weeks to really study myself. Like I paid attention to the people that I talked to and how they made me feel, the food I ate even, and how it made me feel, the things I said to people knowingly and unknowingly, like the activities that I did and how it made me feel. And that kind of helped me to trace what the bad things in my life were and, you know, what made me upset or angry. And then I slowly started cutting those things out of my life. And that kind of helped. It didn't like make me # toxicity free, but like it just helped me know what was actually the problem, you know? Cause like when you know the problem, you kind of know how you can work your way around it. But like if you don't know the problem, you're going to blame everything for you being in a bad mood, or like even blame yourself. And that's also an element of being toxic. So the next thing is to stop spending too much time alone. Y'all are probably confused because I'm the queen of alone time and I love my alone time. But too much of everything is bad. Like having a friend or two that you trust and that you can, you know, let things out to. Because keeping things in really ruins you, and it also ruins other people. Because you just have like crazy outbursts. So like having a friend or two like that you actually trust, not like the friends that you see like once in the month and you're like, oh yep, that's my bitch. No, I'm talking about friends that if you have a problem you can call and you guys can talk it out. And even if you don't even want advice, you can just allow them to listen to you, and that just makes you feel good, you know? Alone time is good, but too much of it is bad, because too much of everything is bad. Moving on to the next one. The next one is to get rid of your I don't give a fuck attitude. Bro, this is the hardest for me, because if I'm being completely honest, 100% honest, you can like, we can do a fucking lie detector test. Y'all, I actually don't give a fuck. Like, when people tell me, oh, you need to get rid of this attitude, I'm like, bro, this is not a fucking attitude. This is a lifestyle. Because you couldn't possibly pay me to give a fuck. Like, when I was younger, I tried to act like I don't give a fuck. But, like, bro, I have mastered the art. So, like, this is the hardest one for me. But, like, you just have to try to care about things and accept that it's not bad to care about things. And also try to meet people at their love languages. Don't use your love language to show other people that you love them. That doesn't really help anyone. And I just realized that. I'm always like, I don't do things like, oh, go to visit someone or like call and check up on them. But like, if they needed anything, I would always be there. And that's kind of my love language. I don't know if that makes sense. But like, you have to meet people at their love language. If they like gifts, then buy them a fucking gift. If they like quality time, spend some time with them. If they like acts of service, do some acts of service. Don't be like, oh, but that's not my love language. But like, it's not about you, baby. It's not about you. So that is kind of obvious, but like not too obvious. So I just wanted to mention that one. And the next one is to obviously communicate where you're most expressive. Maybe text or FaceTime or in person. Honestly, as much self-respect as I have, I actually don't care if someone should take chats of me sincerely communicating with them and post it somewhere. Like, if I'm going all in, I'm going all in. So like, communicate well. And if you feel like you genuinely cannot communicate with someone, don't ignore your intuition. Like, leave that relationship. And also, don't over communicate. Like, remember, too much of everything is bad. I remember when I was with someone, and anytime I would communicate about them doing something to me, the conversation would take such a fucking nasty turn. And the person would be like, people who know me, you know that I'm not like this. Or like, people who know me know that I don't do this. Like, I would explain in pages what this person did to upset me. And I kid you not, they would respond in maximum of 2 lines. And they'd be like, people who know me know that I'm not toxic. So I don't blame you for thinking that way. If you knew me, you wouldn't think that I'm toxic. Like, this is so fucking embarrassing for me. But like, that was just it. Don't over communicate. Do not over communicate. But like, communicate when you need to. But like, when you realize that you're saying the same thing over and over again, walk out. Like, that's just it. You just have to walk out. Next thing is to stop lying or making excuses. Bro, sometimes I don't want to hang out with someone because they are fucking annoying. That's the only reason. Not because I'm busy. Not because I don't want to see anybody. But because they are fucking annoying. So like, stop making excuses and making yourself feel like you have to make excuses for someone. Obviously, it's not what you say. It's how you say it. And you just have to be nice about the way you say it. Even if you find someone so fucking annoying, you don't have to be like, oh, you're fucking annoying, that's why I don't want to hang out with you. That's not honesty. That's kind of being rude. But I can just be like, oh, I just don't want to hang out with you because I don't feel comfortable. Kind of. So honestly, lying just lessens your self-worth. Like, it's not that deep. Like, you cannot hit me if I say I don't want to hang out with you because you're annoying. But like, you still have to say it in a nice way, kind of. I feel like I'm talking too fast. I feel like I'm talking too fast. Oh my goodness. But like, that's just it. That is honestly just it. Oh my goodness, I also saw a quote on, is it a quote or a quote? Whatever. I saw it on Instagram and it said, weak people revenge, strong people forgive. And fuck, what's the last one? I have to fucking check this shit. Fuck, my brain is so unreliable. Okay, so it says, weak people revenge, strong people forgive, and intelligent people ignore. See, personally, I can't just ignore. So I forgive and then I ignore. Or at least I try to. Because when you're waiting for someone to apologize to you, when they do apologize, it feeds the part of you that was longing for it. And then you let what they did slide. But when you've already forgiven them before they even apologize and you're just living your life, if an apology does come, then you say, okay, thank you for apologizing, and then you move on. It's not like, oh, you like, when they apologize, you're like, oh yes, I finally like got this, like this thing that this person was owing me and this part of me that they took, because you've already let it go. You've already forgiven. You don't even need the apology. But when it comes, you're like, okay, thank you for apologizing, and then you move on. But like, if you were waiting for that apology, when they come with the apology, you're like, oh yes, this person just gave me a part of me that they were holding, kind of, and then you just like let it slide, and then, you know, you just go back to what you ran away from. And that's fucking crazy, in my opinion. And I think that's all that I have to say. This was fun. This was so much fun. I kind of blacked out. I was talking too fast, but like, it was so much fun talking about this. And that's really all that I have to say, honestly. Thank you guys so much for listening. Subscribe to Zero Effect wherever you listen to your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor FM, Overcast, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts even. Rate my podcast 5 stars if you want, and leave a review anywhere you listen to your podcast if you want. And I'll see you guys in my next episode. I love you guys so much. And honestly, you just have to talk to yourself sometimes. I wouldn't have realized that I was the toxic one if I didn't talk to myself sometimes. And you just have to let go of the internal stigma that you have. Like, oh, like, you can't be toxic. Like, fuck you. You can't be toxic. Like, if you're talking so badly to yourself, then how are other people going to talk nicely to you? If that makes sense. So, like, if you do not judge yourself in any way, that you can accept so many things. Like, I don't judge myself that I was the toxic one. Definitely, I apologize to the person that I was toxic to or the people that I was toxic to. And I'm working on changing. But like, I don't judge myself, because why would I judge myself? Why the fuck would I do that? Everyone's allowed to judge me. That's your business. But like, I'm not allowed to judge myself. Why should I do that? If I'm judging myself, then what do I have? Like, I have myself, and that's good. So like, why should the only person that I have be judging me? So you just have to let go of internal stigma. Because many of us have it, and that's not nice. It's not the best way to live. But that's really all that I have to say. This was fun. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys in my next episode. Kiss, kiss. Haha, kiss, kiss. I'm so fucking weird. I need to stop recording now.